Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions. Hope everyone had a nice holiday. Black Friday, man. Didn't get to see the fist fights. COVID's taken a lot from us, man. And they've taken away strangers beating the tar of each other for a $6 microwave. It's just a... Stop. 2020, you've taken enough. And now this is... It doesn't hit the same when you're trying to beat someone to the online checkout. It's not as exciting than when you're seeing seas of people bust into a Best Buy and just whoever wants it better. I miss a lot in 2020, but Black Friday is one I'm gonna miss so much. People really just bailing on Thanksgiving. Like I gotta get to Circuit City by 4. Isn't that... That was a place, right? Circuit... Radio Shack. It's not even open anymore. We're just gonna... I guess there was low-key like a... Maybe Black Friday just bumped up and was kind of during all of the riots. Is that not a... No, it... you know, they just kind of fighting over TVs then. It was fine. This is Correct Opinions, episode 64, special 64, in 64 episode. Thanks for coming back. Hope you had a nice holiday. December 2nd, we're into it's full Christmas season. Glad to have you back. Roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
My Thanksgiving started off a little rough, man. Had to get a bunch of ingredients. As you guys know, I was cooking. I said, hey, why go to the store? You can put it in an app. They'll deliver it. You know, long list of things. I'm making a bunch of stuff. Like, I need this. I need a turkey. I need sage. I don't even know what that is. I need 7 pounds of butter. The whole thing. Get our groceries dropped off. Inside was like spicy pickles and sun chips. I mean, we got the complete wrong thing. It was a Thanksgiving Day disaster. Had to rush out, get it done. Oh, Instacart's dripping. I don't know. It's a weird, intimate thing to get someone else's groceries. Like, someone on the street really likes beans. This is weird. But we enjoyed it. Got some in the mistaken bag of groceries was a few bottles of Welch's sparkling grape juice, a great hit for all the kids or the non-drinkers. Got that out. Oh man, that stuff's... As a kid, I liked it. I don't know if I like it that much anymore. Got that out. My parents were in town, or was around. They're like, "Is Katie pregnant?" No, we didn't even buy this. It's probably what they were thinking, but we didn't. My parents were like, "Good, we're proud of you. You stopped. No wine this year." I'm like, We went out to this place. This is what's funny about my generation, right? My parents. Chili's. You better order a water. Soda's $1.99. Water, free. But now, like, we went to this new place in town where, like, the cocktails are $20+ each. It comes with like a, I don't know. Yeah, the thing was like lit on fire and they set it down and like a hieroglyphic does a dance out of it or something. It's like, that's what we don't mind that stuff. It was ridiculous. I'll never do that again, but it was a cool experience. But, you know, Thanksgiving was great. Thanksgiving It's the best meal of the year. We know this. And there's a very specific tier list. If we're going to break this down, correct opinions here. You got it here first. First and foremost, I have it. Maybe one of my favorite foods, but I have it once a year. Why? Because that's how it works. The dressing, stuffing, whatever you call it. I don't care. I don't know anyone who actually stuffs it up the bird's rear. That maybe that's good. I guess that's how it started, but I couldn't imagine, like, who wants some stuffing? You got to, like, spread the bird's legs and, you know, do some surgery, pull it out. Like, that's not how I've ever done it. I guess, you know, to each their own. But that's the best. It's absolutely the best. I mean, I made it for the first time. Not as good as, you know, Grammy's old recipe, Mama's recipe, Meemaw's recipe. I didn't know what was in it until I made it. I was like, this is just a really salty pile of goop, and I'm here for it. I don't care what it is. I mean, so many times I eat things, I don't know what's in it. I was, this whole vaccine thing's happening, right? They're going to start vaccinating people. It's great. Hopefully we get through this. But, you know, there's a lot of people who are kind of like, I'm not going to get this thing. It's too quick. We don't know what's in it. We don't know what's in it yet. So I'm like, let me get this clear. You just don't want to put anything in your body that you're unsure if it's good for you. Like, exactly. I'm like, well, we just went out to dinner the other night and you had a plate of brown food and four beers. Josh, we know that's not good, but, you know, whatever. I'm not here to, I don't really have a strong opinion because I'm a coward, but anyways, the stuffing is number one. Number two, mashed potatoes. Potatoes, I think it's, I feel like one day, get to heaven, Jesus stands for me, like, you know, let's recount all the things you did. You spent 10% of your life eating potatoes in some way, shape, or form. I don't know if that's probably not the best. I eat so much. When you think about it, fries all the time. Then you just got straight up like a baked potato. Give me some of that. Maybe there's a Hasselbeck potato, one of those fancy ones. You got hash browns. Always getting those. Now we got mashed potatoes. It's unbelievable, but mashed potatoes, the best form of potato. It's so good. You just layer it up with butter and cream, and it's just a game changer. We know that. Number three, I'm going turkey. I think a lot of people might find that if it's done correctly, right? I'm learning how to do this. You got to brine that turkey. You got to cook it at the right temperature. I grew up in a place where if you're cooking meat, it was borderline jerky. Derek, do you feel like you grew up with that world? If your parents cooked meat, we're just going to cook this thing well done. 100%.
Yeah, my dad did all of our cooking.
Yeah. That just feels kind of like that generation, doesn't it?
Did they ever, like, really massage the turkey in, like, a very...
I didn't catch that. If they did, it was behind closed doors. And I feel like a lot of our parents did that. They're like, we don't want to take any chances. Like, people still these days... Has anyone in the world in the past 10 years... Or not the world, in America in the past 10 years, gotten salmonella from eggs? Is that even possible anymore? Like, eat easy on the cookie dough. Are you sure this is done? Salmonella, I don't think this is a thing anymore. But that's the boomer way, you know? And I love that about them. But I'm now experiencing getting the turkey done at the right temperature. It's juicy. It's nice. I've got my bird... You know, but I'm still an idiot, dude. I barely pulled it off because I realized I didn't know it took days to de-thaw a turkey. How dumb am I? I was just, yeah, get the turkey. We'll just kind of set it out, throw it in the oven in a few hours. Like, it takes 3 days to de-thaw the thing. So barely made that timeline. So, you know, figuring that out. Turkey, if it's done right, you got your green bean casserole. Okay. Green beans that make it delicious. Man, again, another thing I ate for 15 years. I couldn't, if you had a gun to my head, I was 18. I've had green bean casserole 6,000 times. Gun to my head said, what are the three ingredients in this thing? I would say, green beans. Gun would go off. I couldn't tell you what was in it. I ate it. I loved it. But it's a very simple thing. You know, it's just the cream of mushroom soup. Now, does anyone know what that is? I don't. Cream of mushroom soup? What is that? No one knows what that is. I mean, there's like synthetic mushrooms in it, I think. And I would guess like a mix between cottage cheese and yogurt. I don't. No one knows what that is. But if you have a casserole, it is in there. And it's good. So, green bean casserole is a classic. You can't go wrong. You know, deviations from the classic green beans that are boiled in like bacon fat. That's good. Or, you know, if I've had like bacon wrapped green beans, just anything you can do to make them palatable. Love that. And then, you know, I'd probably round out my five spot with this is shout out to the kids table. Good old crescent rolls. Again, you pop, you know, you do that twisty thing. It pops open. It's like this kind of goopy thing. You just like lay down and bake it. I don't know how that works scientifically, but man, is it good. Those are top. And then when you step into dessert, I recently learned, again, I'm sharing my thoughts with you. I feel like I'm teaching a lot of you this too. Pecan pie. Eaten that for years. Love it. No idea what was in it. Did you know? Pecan pie. Do you have any idea what's in pecan pie, Derek? Pecans. One. And then the rest of it is literally just corn syrup, brown sugar. I think that's it. There's maybe one more ingredient. Flour. Yeah, flour to thicken it up. It's just butter, sugar, and pecans. Oh, no wonder it's good. But man, I did go pecan. I go carrot cake. I think that's slept on. And then I round off your classic pumpkin. You buy that canned pumpkin sludge. Who has ever? No one's ever bought a pumpkin and made a pie out of it. You just got to buy the canned stuff, man. Same with green beans. I grew up on canned green beans. It's the real, it's the good stuff, man. Out the can. Can of turkey. I'd get that too. But, you know, that's the kind of the whole list. Speaking of Derek, someone emailed in. I thought this was hilarious. Like, we got to learn more about this Derek guy. Derek, you know, you guys know he's in here making the pod sound and look next level. But I think it's funny. Someone emailed in. They're like, okay, who's this guy? Is it like, what's his story? Is he just sits in the corner while I talk to myself? Yes, he does. He is just right there. First time we did it, a little awkward. Now we're just feels like old times. I mean, all my life I talked to myself. Have you guys ever had someone walking on you talking to yourself? It's the most embarrassing. It's happened to me probably 3 times in my life. In college, lived with 5 of my best friends. I was taking a shower, talking to myself. I don't know why I do this. I was talking to myself. You guys know that when you have full blown conversations and like scenarios happening in your head and you're just talking. And my buddy quietly recorded next to the door as I had a full blown conversation with myself in the shower. And I just heard him start losing it. And to this day, he has the video. I might have to ask him for that. See if he gets in it. I'm going to text him right now. I bet he'd send it to me. Had another friend walk in. Like it was like if your buddy walks in on something you shouldn't be doing and you just quietly stare at each other and I just had to go, I don't know, man. So, and then I recorded myself talking to myself, which felt strange, but could do it. And now we have Derek watching me talk to myself. So it's just, I don't know what the next progression is. I don't really want to know. I guess post-COVID, get it on stage and you all watching me talk to myself. It's kind of what will happen. No, I'm talking to y'all. I'm talking to y'all. We're having a conversation. I'm gonna text my buddy right now. See if he can send it to me. Could you send me that video of me talking to myself? Have you guys seen the whipped coffee trend? I'm going to see if I can find this online here. The whipped coffee trend. This has been going on for a few months. Whipped coffee. So let me just show you. I'm going to have to, it's not a pleasant sight at all. Let's do this. So it's this weird thing where you get like instant coffee and cream. Check it out. Okay. So they got the instant coffee. It's a cute little YouTube video. Instant coffee already. I'm bougie. Get your sugar. And then they whip it like you're making... They don't do a whip it, but they're whipping it. That would be crazy. Fill glass with ice. Look at this final product. Ugh. Bro, I used to... I remember having to clean that up after my dog Buster. That's what that reminds me of. How do you drink that? Do you eat it with a spoon? Do you drink it? Oh my gosh. Whipped coffee. Well, this video is not about... Oh, the comments are turned off. They had like two comments. They're both just like, poop. That's the last thing I want in the morning. Coffee already makes you, right? I don't need it to be in that form prior to me creating it into that form. You know what I mean? It's just, I'm already, but I do it, man. I drink my coffee, I do. I don't care about the repercussions. It's good stuff. That's what's great about being American, man. We're all walking around on drugs, and it's okay. Cheers. Start the morning. The best part of waking up is starting with a cup of drugs. And speaking of this weird whipped stuff, have you seen cloud bread? I've been seeing this on TikTok. Cloud bread. Let me see if I find a quick video here. Yeah, TikTok. Here we go. It's this weird, again, they're whipping up the eggs and stuff to create this new form of something that we don't need at all. Look at this. Ew. Okay. Again. This just is not going to go through your body well. I don't think your body's meant to process this. Just whip it all up. And at the end here, you bake it. Ew, that, again, looks like Buster's mess. Can you imagine going to someone's house? Some millennials. Some Gen Xer. When do the millennials turn into boomers? I feel like I'm getting close. I feel like I am getting close. Let's get to some emails. Courtney writes in. What's up, Courtney? I'm a fan of you and Jake on both of your podcasts. Shout out Correct Opinion. Shout out Do Less, God Bless podcast. Thank you so much. She's like, keep me entertained all quarantine long. Thank you. Thank you. I've emailed you a few things in the past, but there's one thing I can't stop thinking about, and it has me triggered. Okay, what do you got? I'm all for it. If I trigger you, I want to hear about it. Katie deserves a real Christmas tree. Are you trying to destroy her? My husband never had real trees growing up, and he finally gave in to having a real Christmas tree every year, and it makes all the difference. I feel her pain. Fake Christmas tree is like a fake Christmas, and that's not okay. Anyways, love your material. By the way, my 08 Camry is named Betty White. Ugh. Okay. Well, I think both Betty Whites have a couple years left. 08, that is old. And she's like 90. Okay. No, I hope she... Betty White's going to live forever. She's the one person I think she like might. Listen. Listen. Are we going to go get a real tree? Of course. Oh, what am I doing here? Are we going to go get a real tree? Of course we are. Are we going to put up my fake tree? Did I put up my fake tree in 12 minutes? Yeah. Pre-lit. You go, plug in, you're done. So we got to go to this place. And she, I'm going to probably document this on my Instagram so you can stay tuned. We'll probably go, at this point, when this podcast comes out, we probably have already gone. Yeah, we had to. And we both drive sedans. Like, how are we going to do this? She's like, they'll strap to the top. I was like, do they do that? I think you've seen too many movies. This isn't. Yeah, we'll just, we'll have a little dog pull the sled with her. No, that's the Grinch. We can't. Courtney, I appreciate the email. I've never experienced the real tree. I guess we'll see how I feel. I have a little idea of it because this is a fake plant behind me, but we have several real plants in the house and they're dying. I've been roasted by my fiddle leaf fig in my sketches because it's just in the living room. People are like, bro, take care of that. I'm like, I didn't even buy. She got it and she is murdering them. So I was like, hey, how do I water this thing? She's like, no, you can water it too much, but just let me handle it. And every day I see this a leaf falls off the fiddle leaf fig. It's like with each leaf, it's like, goodbye. It's dying, man. So I guess that's a perk. The tree will already be dead, right? Dying. I don't know how it works. I bought a fire extinguisher because do you guys ever have those moments in life where you wake up in the middle of the night and you think about if this had gone a little differently, my life would be over. We were in like Utah a few months back, and this was when that Ginnarilville fire was like burned down all of California. So I think I probably shouldn't have been doing this, but I tried to make a little fire for our friends to chill by the fire. And I was like, oh yeah, it was like a evergreeny type dead tree branch or whatever. I've heard it's flammable. And I put that thing to fire, and you would have thought I just poured a gallon of gasoline on it. And I somehow managed to corral it, but I was this close from being a headline. Influencer Trey Kennedy in a battle with the Ginnarilville fire for who could be the biggest moron is almost what happened. So I'm very, you know, hope we don't burn our newly renovated house down, but all for Christmas. We'll see. Thanks for emailing in, Courtney. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Danielle. Why'd I say it like that? Danielle emails in. She says, what triggers me most in the world is when individuals mumble. Here's a bit more information should your listeners need clarification. Mumble, verb. Example, Trey Kennedy mumbles on the podcast All the Live Long Day, which causes me to rewind the segment 18 times before I even have the chance to laugh at his jokes because I cannot understand a dadgum word he is saying. Trey, something to think about. Glad you were done talking about moving. Love the podcast. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, Danielle, let me enunciate something real clear for you. What triggers me is sass. Definition. Danielle, compliance specialist. I see in your tag, that's what you do for a living. You're not compliant at all with the way I'm doing this podcast. I don't mumble. And I say literally. I don't say literally that much. Thanks for emailing in and being a fan of the podcast. Danielle just roasting me. Appreciate it. Brittany emails in, Trey, I'm just looking at an Airbnb and the host decides to share his entire life story in the description, complete with the absolutely crazy stupid names of his four kids. Okay, we got a little crazy white baby names mixed with someone doing too much here. She signs it off, a loyal fan, Brittany. Thank you, Brittany. So I've never seen this before. I've booked a lot of Airbnbs. I guess this person in, you know, just check availability. This person's describing the place saying, okay, after dating for 2.5 years, we got married the day after our final exam. Katie began working at a marketing firm while I began working as a CPA for a large public accounting firm. After 4 years in Cincinnati, I took a job opportunity to audit hedge funds in the Cayman Islands. Money launderer. This incredible experience formed us in many ways by cementing our relationship and giving us the confidence that we could do anything together. We left Cayman in order to start a family back in the States in 2012, and we now have four amazing kids, Giorgio, Decker, Pfeiffer, and Covey. Not gonna book your place. We believe family is one of the greatest tools God gives us in order to change the world. So to sum up, okay, how many bedrooms? To sum up what we are all about, it's adventure, togetherness, and impact. When my wife and I were starting a family, we decided to quit our jobs. Da, da, da. And then it goes on to just describe like that. And now we have this place up for rent. That's a do less. God bless right there. And a crazy white baby names. You got to be real. If anyone's ever doing a financial job, not in America, you better check. I don't know. You better see if they have a second phone or something. A little sketchy. Caymans, I don't think they have taxes, right? No, they don't. Oh, this guy. Woo. By the way, we're trying to plan a trip for next year. Who knows what's happening? And we're looking at the Caymans. Great place if you need a place to go. But the Caymans, their guidelines right now, like, if you can come here, Americans, but when you land, we'll test you for COVID. And if you pass, then you will, like, escort you to the place you're staying, and we'll, like, put an ankle, like, basically an ankle bracelet on you, and you're not allowed to leave. Like, oh, so this is Disturbia, Shia LaBeouf. I don't want to do that. So don't think we're going to do that. But hey, if you want a place to go, Mexico, all bets are off, I've heard. In more ways than one, I think. That's kind of the fun of Mexico, right? You get the nice warm weather, but you also kind of get the thrill of, like, you know, will I turn the corner and see my friend face up in the pool or something? I'm kidding. That's happened once or twice. That's what I love about going to Mexico too, because everyone's mom is like, but I saw this article, they just dug up 8 people's bodies. Like, yeah, in Juarez, we're not going there. We're going to Payo Vallarta, wherever. Straight to the resort. That's what I like to say. Mexico's a great place. Check it out. We got a great DM sent in from Jimmy. What's up? Hey, the DM says, first off, love your posts. You clearly got a lot already going in your life. Well, that's part of the reason I wanted to introduce myself, as well as an opportunity for you. Well, here we go. I'm super passionate about connecting with men and women who are ambitious and hardworking, and I'm even more passionate about helping and supporting others to reach their goals in life, whatever that means for you. And with that, I'd absolutely love to tell you all about Arbonne. I'm an independent consultant with the company. Have you heard of us? Here's a tip for you guys. I'm taken out of the game. I think a great slide in the DM, guys or girls, try this. You just copy and paste this first few sentences and end that with, like, so would you like to go on a date? I have an opportunity for you. I can tell you have a great personality. I can tell you're very passionate about connecting. I'm very passionate about connecting with people of the opposite sex politely over dinner. Would you like to do that? I feel like that's a good, I want to see someone try that. But hey, it goes on. You seem driven, influential, and like you love being surrounded by an uplifting community. You also look like a fun person to vibe with and grow with. I really think that this could bless you in ways that it is to me. This opportunity has opened up so many new opportunities and options in life for me. So many opportunities. I totally get that it may or may not be for you, but if you'd be willing to hear more about what I do, what it's done for me, and what it could do for you, let's see if it's a fit. Get out of my DMs. So these schmoozy people. I saw it's this guy I knew from back from high school or something. You keep up with these people on social media. He works for an angel investor or something like that. VC. What's that stand for again? Venture capital. There it is. Smart guy right here. And if you're like 25 working for them, I don't believe you. Oh, those people posting stuff like, would somebody hand you a great job opportunity, a great investment opportunity? Let me invest in you. He's probably doing MLMs, just called himself a venture capitalist. Yeah, I find people to invest in. So if they will do it, take my money. It's just too much, man. By the way, y'all, I'm in West Palm tonight. I think there's just a few tickets left. It's the last show I'm doing of the year. Last show I'm doing for probably a couple months. Because who knows what's happening. All within the guidelines. All social distance. Yada, yada. Gotta say that. But there's tickets. TreyKennedy.com/tour. You'll find those. We got a couple shows tonight. I think as of this time I'm recording this, one sold out, but we got tickets left. So hopefully there's some left. So check it out. We'd love to see you. Tell me Trey from the pod sent you. Thanks y'all for showing love. We did a little live stream show again. That was a good time. And I think I'm going to try to go on a little vacation soon. A postponed honeymoon. We'll see if we're doing, I don't know how much of the original plan we're doing, but taking some time off. It'll be good. But the podcasts are still coming at you, okay? Derek will still be sitting here in the corner. No, you don't have to do that, Derek. But just end of the year. I kind of love this end of the year because no one cares anymore. right? Especially this year, I'm sure, but it very much feels, once you get between that, you get past Thanksgiving, in your week or two into December, people just give up. Like, yeah, how about, everyone just starts going, let's connect it and then let's connect after the new year. That's just kind of the default. Let's just do that. Oh, it's over. It's awesome. I watched Holidate the other day. Have y'all seen this? It's kind of, I saw it's fairly popular on Netflix. Netflix suggested it as it's kind of trending. Classic Christmassy rom-com. And I love how these, man, they're just getting more and more creative. Like initially these rom-coms, it was very much like, oh, I'm just kind of a too cool for school guy. And I don't really like this girl, but eventually I do. And then there was some, you know, you have your crazy stupid love or something like that. Like I'm a professional D-bag who's like a pickup artist, but this one weird quirky girl, I can't get out of my head. Fall in love. Or, you know, you have your Notebooks or the classics where it was kind of like, I'm a low life. I build railroad tracks and I'm going to convince you to cheat on your husband, you know, and some reason we're pumped out about that. And they get more and more creative. And Holidate, the gist of it is, no spoiler alert. The gist of it is this couple, they're like, oh, the holidays, there's so much pressure to have a date, which I've never, can you imagine if you showed up for a intimate Thanksgiving, someone was like, this is a girl I met on Tinder. I'm like, stop bringing dates to this. Stop doing this, Matt. But they're like, so much pressure. So, hey, we both feel this. How about we're just holidays? Just on holidays. We'll just bring each other to our family holidays. But otherwise, we don't talk to each other. Because no one wants, there's nothing mom wants more than a bro named Jackson to accompany you to her Mother's Day. I don't really get the vooby, but that's what's great about these, right? They're starting to make less and less sense, but I'm still all in. But this is one of those, at the beginning it said like not rated, which I thought was just, oh, this movie's just so, they did it so quickly and no one cares. It's just, but within moments, they said some really crass stuff. So don't watch it with your parents. I couldn't imagine. Which I guess that's an edge, you know, it was edgy too. But these, it turned out great. I weirdly enjoy these movies. The best rom-com of all time is About Time. We know that. So you guys, if you've never heard of that or haven't seen that, check it out. Best of all time. But yeah, I don't even remember why I started saying Holiday. Do you remember? I don't know. I'm just rambling today. It's a lot of fun. We don't know. But Holiday was a great movie.
Everyone giving up.
Yes. Thank you. Everyone giving up. Romantically, just this is my date to the holidays. I don't really get that. Is that something for y'all? You have to have a date. I get it is a thing where you're probably harassed about being single. I took great joy in that for a while. The only negative to getting married was like, oh, I wish I could have kind of startled my mom for a few more years. Would have been fun. Like, this guy's going to die alone. He's going to die alone. Mom, I'm 24. That's great. Utah. Shout out Utah. My Utah fans. Shout out my Wyoming fans. Saw some. We have a few out there. West Virginia fans, man. I got an email from some of y'all. Appreciate that. Someone sent me this little video. I think it was hilarious. I saw it on TikTok. Gender reveal time. Look at this. We're going to pull it up. We're going to center this up a little bit, make it look nice and clean. Here we go. We got a balloon. Clearly, we're going to pop it. We're going to see what's in the middle. The little girl's being very difficult. What'd you say there? Did you say, if you push me again, I'm going to hurt you, girl? All right. Oh, come on, pop it. Failed to pop it. Pop the balloon, pop the balloon. Oh, the... Oh! Did you see that, dude? She... They're trying so hard to get their like 3-year old to like throw this dart at the balloon. Okay, we're doing a gender. Wait, we're doing a party for this. So Coraline, throw the dang dart at the balloon, and this girl goes, ah! She just hurls it opposite, and the mom loses her focus, and the balloon sails into the stratosphere. So some poor bird's beak is gonna discover you're having another demon girl, and that bird will die. These are I dog on gender reveals a lot, but part of me wants to, you know, one of my good friends be like, listen, man, I know you guys, you know me, I give a hard time, but I really, you're my bro. I want to help you guys out. So anything you need, you know what, I'll get with your people. We'll find out the gender. We won't tell you, and I'll get it set up. And I set up the whole thing. Ow, something's in my eye. They set up the whole thing. It's like a balloon, and they pop it. It's just black dust. That's like, oh, yeah, you're having a demon baby. Fools. Just like yellow. You're having a Teletubby, idiot. I wasn't going to take this seriously. Gender reveal. Let's find out the gender. Let's find out if I'm pregnant. Conception reveal. Is that what's next? That's what I'm going to do. That's what we should do. Thanks for coming, guys. Katie, go pee on that thing. We're gonna see. Not pregnant. We'll try this again next week. That's what people are gonna start doing. Yeah, that's what people are start doing. I think. I mean, that's the last thing to reveal. I don't know what else we're celebrating everything possible that's happening. I mean, maybe like I don't know. Maybe funerals we could spice up a little more. Those haven't been reinvented in a long time. I think that's what I want to do with my funeral. Maybe do like I'll plan a few. Be like, is he actually gone? Reveal. People have to walk by the casket. And they're like, oh, and then I pop up. No, come on. Party, party, party. And then one day it's just, I actually am. It's time to say goodbye. We got to spice up the like graveside or something. Cause it's very, you know, obviously it's very sad, but I think with mine, I want to spice it up. I want to spice it up somehow. I think. You like lower me or like the, maybe they pull the, they do, we're going to do an open casket and they pull it back and it's like a different person in there. Like what? They're so confused. And then someone pulls off a curtain and it's me taxidermied, like doing a gotcha pose. And then people are like, ah, that's so Trey. And it's a party. I think that's a one option. That's definitely one option. Or maybe like a tombstone prank. Like my tombstone says, like, here lies host of correct opinions. He was never wrong. And, you know, something like that would be good. Or like on the tombstone, it says, you know, born 92, gone 2041. Oh, that's up. Just kind of young. We'll see. And then it says like returning 2063. It says that on there. And so people are like, wait, okay. Did he figure something out that we haven't figured out? That's what I'll do. I think all those things combined, they'll spice it up. It'll make it fun. Let's talk Christmas ornaments before we get out of here. Christmas ornaments. We're getting a real tree. So we get ornaments on it. We don't have any ornaments. I don't know. Like the ornaments thing. What's y'all's vibe on ornaments? Do you like to do the, we're going to put up a bunch of like homemade ones that I made. I feel like I have a ton of ornaments. I don't know where they are, but a couple elderly women in my life every year, they like gift me an ornament like this. He plays basketball. So this is a basketball ornament. And oh, we heard Trey starting to sing. Here's a little rock star ornament. I don't know where those are. Probably my mom's attic. So we just got to get those. But ornaments are, I didn't like doing the ornaments. I didn't. We'd put up the fake tree, like, come hang these. You had to fluff the fake tree. This is fake tree props, if you didn't know. This is when you grow up on a fake tree. You gotta hold that thing in the attic, and you stick it all up, and you gotta fluff the branches, because they're all matted together. They're like wire branches. You gotta and you gotta hang ornaments on them. You gotta hang the lights on them. Oh, I was a brat. Hanging the lights. Did anyone have, like, a hardcore light dad? Mine wasn't too intense. I knew of one, a buddy of mine, I had to help out. They do these, you know, we're going for the best lights in the city. Like, tone it down a notch. This isn't, I forgot the movie. What's the classic movie? I hadn't seen it till like a year or two ago. Bend Over, I'll show you. What movie? National Lampoon. Is that what it is? Yeah. What's the name of the family? Christmas Vacation, sorry. What's their last name? Oh, I don't know anything. No, like, tone it down or not. I can't think of their names. Griswold. Take it easy, Griswold. That's it. All-time movie. Need to watch that. I went one time to get a tree with my roommates. And, you know, we back in the house. In this house, too, they have ceilings. 8 feet ceilings. Standard. Nothing crazy. And I'd be with people that their depth perception, horrible. These people, they're like, he's like, let's just get the 10-foot tree. Like, what? Oh my gosh. What? How tall do you think the ceilings are? And they're like 10 feet, right? Like, well, number one, we can't get a 10-foot. It has to be smaller than the ceiling. Number two, no, we don't. So we bought like a way too tall tree because he was convinced. So it's like bent over on top of the ceiling, Griswold vibes. So we have to make sure and buy a proper tree. We have to measure, get all the ornaments on. We don't have any ornaments. Might just hang like Maddox's braces on it. Derek's idea. That's nice. Might just, hang my mom's scarf on there. Did y'all see the Thanksgiving video last week? Oh, so good. It's inspired by all my family. It's great. You know, you have like a cousin who's a teacher, old grandma who's like, government workers are sucking the life out of America. It's like, grandma, I literally work for the government. It's just great. It goes all around. It's like fun. It's exciting. And I don't know if you saw the Washington football team beat the tar out of the Cowboys. Great revenge. The Cowboys suck. I don't know if you saw the live stream. I told a joke. I was like, man. Felt like that old rich white dude was going to win it this year, huh? Start winning. Dang near. Texas. A lot of Texas was blue. Then it wasn't. Jerry Jones is an idiot. Gotcha. I'm not going to go there. Cowboys suck. America's team. Laughing stock of America. That's Correct Opinions. Episode 64. Come see me in West Palm tonight. I'm excited to... see some sunshine, do some shows. We'll see you next year for shows, God willing. Until then, we got more videos, more podcasts. You know the deal. I hope you're enjoying your December, your Christmas season. No one's working. All we care about is the Christmas cheer. Check out Holiday, or maybe don't, with your parents. And remember to multi-level marketing, slide in those DM style. I think that's a good strategy for it's cuffing season after all. So please give us 5-star reviews. Follow us on Trey Kennedy Studios YouTube channel. Leave some comments on the video version or check it out. We got the visuals up in here. You can kind of see what I'm talking about too. And thanks as always for listening. See you next week. Peace.
Correct Opinions.